I'd like to ask you about the new NAFTA 2.0, an agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States that makes some changes in dairy. Have you had a chance to decide how this might work for U.S. dairy producers, Michigan being a top dairy state?
Well, it's positive for dairy. Certainly eliminating Canada's Class 7 milk pricing is very positive. The enforcement is the critical part. So I've been in briefings and been looking at details. We won't know yet about full enforcement yet until we saw the language and as it moves forward. But it's certainly a plus. I've been advocating with the administration to eliminate Class 7 milk pricing. So that's a positive. When we look through other provisions, there's some other smaller changes from an agriculture standpoint. I think the most important thing is to just get something done so we have stability, because right now all of the chaos and the upheaval has been extremely damaging and will be for agriculture as well as manufacturing in Michigan and so on. I do think that there's still big questions because the tariffs, the 232 tariffs on Mexico and Canada are still in place. And so that, you know, is something that I know affects our growers. And we certainly don't want to lose markets. I mean, we are so efficient. Our, you know, agricultural producers are the most efficient, effective producers in the world. And because of that, you know, we have to sell. We have to have markets to be able to sell. And getting certainty right now is absolutely critical.
So this agreement is a step in the right direction, and yet we still have the tariffs, of, as you mentioned, on aluminum and steel, and then also the trade war with China still affecting things in a negative way?
Yes. We did, yes. I mean, I think, let me step back and say I think that NAFTA needed to be updated. I've said that for a long time. It needs to be modernized, and that's a positive. I think that strategically, if I were in the White House, I would not have tried to negotiate an update on NAFTA and do the tariffs on 232 and Section 301 and challenge China in at the same time. I mean, it's created real instability and upheaval. My hope would be they would do one thing at a time and get it done right and then move on. I do think China is a serious issue on intellectual property rights for us and have supported doing things in a strategic way. With my manufacturing hat on now, I'll say that a couple of years ago there was a case brought against counterfeit auto parts, and I supported that strongly, and we had won that, the U.S. won that, and there have been other cases. But right now we're just seeing everything everywhere. It's just sort of, you know, everything kind of being thrown against the wall to see what sticks, and that's what worries me the most. So I think we got to get NAFTA, the new NAFTA, done, make sure it's enforceable. You know, words sound nice, but if you can't enforce it, it doesn't matter. So we got to get that done, but at the same time, understand that agriculture is being held hostage here on these other fronts and being hurt.